leaders from Hollywood, streaming, media, sports, and technology as they discuss what's next in the age of streaming. Each episode of NextStream highlights the opportunities and challenges in packaging, monetizing, distributing, and marketing online video as told by those making the biggest splash in the markets. You're listening to NextStream, a podcast from Advertising Week.
Louise, welcome to the NextStream podcast. I'm so happy to have you on today.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.
So you're global CMO of Channel Factory. Tell us what Channel Factory does.
So Channel Factory is a global data and technology company that helps media agents and clients to deliver better campaign performance and cost savings in walled gardens.
Despite declining viewership, TV CPMs remain stable or are even increasing. And this is due to advertiser demand remaining significant and networks maximizing their revenue potential as much as possible while they're still an audience. Can you tell us a little bit about why that is?
Well, I come from the client side, so I can give my testimony from someone that was on that situation. TV is still very important. The reach is incredible. You have a lot of control over the quality of the content and the context that are placing your ads, and that's really important for advertisers, and even more important, some of them. So a lot of traditional advertisers still want the benefits from linear TV. At the same time, a lot of digital companies, e-commerce, and especially D2C companies, they need to expand their consumer base. So they see a lot of opportunities on reaching people that they usually don't reach through their own channels or even through digital channels. And they see TV as a great channel for doing so. What is the challenge? With audience declining, you would expect that the CPM cost would decline as well. So it's less cost efficient to reach consumers now on linear TV than it was before. And especially for more traditional advertisers, this creates a very tough situation because they need to keep the same levels of reach, attention, and control over the context of their of where they're placing their ads. But now it's becoming very unaffordable for them.
These higher CPMs are one of the biggest detractors of ROI. And so many advertisers are seeking alternative channels for their TV budgets. And they're calling these TV-like inventory, which I find fascinating considering the trajectory TV has sort of been on. Can you explain a little bit about what that inventory looks like and sort of what it consists of?
Sure. Advertisers want the same type of reach. They want to be able to control where the ads are being placed, to have the right context that you have on TV, have the same type of attention that at least we believe that we have on TV, on digital channels where you can have lower cost per point or lower CPMs. So trying to find those channels online and on streaming or on walled gardens became really important, right? Whenever you buy an ad on linear TV, the content that you are being going to place your ad, you know what time you're going to do it, you know exactly what type of where you'll be aligning your ad placement. And on digital, it's not exactly like that, right? You have much more information about who's your audience. You have many more opportunities on how you optimize your campaign, which are incredible benefits when you compare to linear TV. But at the same time, you want to make sure that you can have what you mentioned, the TV-like inventory on other channels. So companies like us in Channel Factory find a potential audience on streaming, and we align very. I'm going to repeat here. Mm-hmm. So at Channel Factory, So making sure that you can find the same type of inventory in terms of quality at a better price is critical for advertisers now on streaming, on YouTube, and other video platforms. So what we do at Channel Factory, first of all, we understand video better than anyone else. Our technology analyzes in-depth channel and video level content to make sure we can analyze and categorize that content in a way that we can understand which content will be suitable and contextually relevant for advertisers or not. So we only place the ads where it matters the most for advertisers. And where it matters the most has multiple angles. Where it matters the most in terms of performance, in terms of reach, in terms of capturing consumer attention. For consumers, what it matters the most is being on the channels that they are watching in a relevant way and not in an interruptive and invasive situation that we see with a lot of formats. And what it matters for society overall, right? Because when you go to TV, what I always was really comfortable as an advertiser in my prior lives is that I knew exactly what was the show or what was the live event that I was going to place my ad with. We can give the same type of control and ability to advertise to do that on channels like YouTube and streaming overall.
Yeah, in the US in particular, a lot of the tech companies are driving up the TV CPM. So for example, you know, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and I have to think, you know, the streaming platforms as well, you know, now that, you know, Netflix has switched over to having an ad tier, and I'm sure others will follow. I just saw the other day, Disney wanted me to look into their ad tier. I'm already a subscriber on their non-ad tier, so why they'd want to get less money out of me is beyond me, but nonetheless, there it is. But they excel at advertising via digital media, you know, due to their expertise in their own inventory, but lack experience in the TV space. What sort of guidance would you give those companies to help them navigate what is really sort of new territory for them?
Look, it's really important for any advertiser, and especially the ones that are trying to expand their consumer base and bring consumers from linear TV and other channels, to understand how those consumers behave on those platforms. So one curiosity, 50% of people in the US nowadays watch YouTube on the big screens. They watch YouTube on TV. YouTube is the biggest streaming platform in the nation. So it's not only about Netflix and Disney Plus or Peacock. All of them are really important, and understanding how people are consuming that content is really important. Live sports is still really strong on linear TV, but at the same time, it's growing incredibly fast on Apple TV Plus, on Prime Video, and Peacock, for example. During the Olympics, they did an amazing broadcast through streaming. So making sure that whenever you are going to find those, you are going to work with those platforms, understanding how consumer behaves, why people are watching YouTube on TV. Because the content of YouTube is more and more high quality. You have educational content, you have broadcaster content, right? I watch every night the night shows and the highlights of the ATP tennis tournaments on YouTube, and I do that on my TV, right? On-demand content consumption became the norm. I always tell a story. I recently was traveling with my kids. They are 11 years old. They are twins. And I said, guys, you cannot use your iPad now, but you can watch TV. And they said, oh, Dad, but there's no Netflix or Disney Plus on TV. What am I going to watch? I said, well, you can swap through the channels. And they said, yeah, no, thanks. And they rather do like something else than watching TV, because they are simply not used to not choose what they're going to watch, right? So making sure that you understand, I always give the example, before thinking about buying a car and you're watching content and reviews about cars online, that's an amazing moment for you to put a car ad. But if you're watching videos of your kid within your own account, maybe it's not a good moment, right? Your kid's not going to be happy if you click on an ad because you want to see the landing page of an auto dealer showing off a car, right? They want to watch whatever they want to watch. So making sure that you are aligned with the right context is an opportunity that you have the control now in digital channels with companies like us, Channel Factory. But at the same time, you need to make sure that you take the best out of the experience that you're offering to consumers.
Now, walk me through what a typical campaign might look like through Channel Factory.
So first of all, we understand what are your objectives, not only in terms of KPIs of your campaign, if you want more views, if you want people watching for longer ads or clicks on your ads. And we understand what type of context is valuable for your brand, right? So one example, if you are an alcohol company, you want to make sure that you don't place any ads in content that is directed to kids. And it's not only about excluding kids' content, kids' channels, right? There are a lot of videos on channels that are not labeled as channels for kids that are for kids. At the same time, you don't want ads on anything that people are binge drinking or doing irresponsible things with cars, right? All those things are really harmful for your brand. And not only are not going to deliver performance, right, but also can be a reputational damage. At the same time, there are a lot of audiences that if you simply exclude terms on YouTube, you're going to be neglecting and over limiting where you're placing your ads. So I always tell a good story. A while ago, there was an amazing podcaster interviewing Barack Obama. And the title of the video is How to Fight Prejudice Against Black People. All those words together are a big no-no if you select on keywords. So this video by design will be demonetized. We can understand the context of this video and we can create inclusion lists. So anything that is over excluded by the standard solutions on the platforms, we can bring it back and make sure that you reach the right audiences within the right context. So first thing we do, we understand who you want to talk to, what is the right context for your brand or for the purchase moment of this consumer, where they are on the path of to purchase. We define what we're going to exclude, what we're going to include to make sure we drive the best performance and also support the brand to grow their equity and protect their reputation. And based on that, we can run the campaign, focus on what are the KPIs that matters for the clients and not the CPM alone, right? Because by the end, doing cheap CPMs is always an easy way to deliver a good ROI, but you always have a lot of waste and a lot of inefficiencies, right? What we always push clients and work together with the agents to deliver is to make sure that we deliver the most effective campaign with the most efficient CPM, but focusing on what is actually meaningful for your brand. So more than delivering cheap ads on cheap inventories, we want to make sure you deliver on the right inventory for the right price.
You know, it feels like what you just described there in terms of selecting the proper channels for the proper messaging almost covers a lot of brand safety concerns. Is that your experience? I mean, there are some things that obviously you would probably never want to align yourself with, you know, maybe certain shows that brands are just sort of, you know, taking a step back going, hey, we don't want to touch this. But when it comes to the sorts of things that set off red flags for parents, for example, it feels like, you know, some of that common sense stuff and knowing the product, knowing the brand and knowing the audience and knowing the programming really does cover a lot of that.
Exactly. And what I always like to say is that we can deliver custom-made segmentation for your brand needs. It's not what is available on the walled gardens alone. We can make it custom, tailor-made for you. And of course, that helps a lot with brand safety and suitability. And safety and suitability is different for different brands, right? Yeah. If you are advertising a nightclub, there are topics that are much more interesting for you than if you're advertising a car or if you're advertising a shampoo, right? So we need to make sure that anything we do in terms of safety and suitability is tailor-made for the advertiser's needs.
Looking ahead, and this is my last question, I always like to end on sort of what I call the crystal ball. I'll give you the option of picking 1 year or 5 years. Looking ahead, either 1 or 5 years, how do you see the industry evolving and CTV in particular evolving and television's role in it?
Look, I'll tell a little about 1 and a little about 5. And I always like to say that we tend to overestimate the impact of new technologies in the short term and underestimate in the long term, right? We get very excited with things like AI, for example, and think that they're going to completely disrupt and change our lives. And it's not that fast. But in the long term, it's going to be extremely transformational for society overall. And it's the same thing for connected TV. A couple of years ago, Netflix didn't have a net tier solution. Disney Plus was neither, and also had multiple platforms, and they are coming together. We're going to see a lot of more consolidation, but we still have some big challenges. We need to find better ways to deduplicate reach, right? Some of the benefits of digital that are still not available for connected TV, like the duplicated reach and making sure that you can do the right frequency cap is really critical. At the same time, one thing that was always incredible about linear TV is you have a lot of concentration of audience in specific times of the day. How are you going to do that on a new environment where people watch things more on demand, right? The prime time of TV, now you might have a prime time, but it's not one single content or a few content. It's multiple content where people, whenever people can watch TV. So maybe after work, at night, or during the weekends. Besides live sports, what else we can do? So there are very impactful formats. For example, we have the YouTube masthead, It's one of the prime time solutions of digital. And as I mentioned, 50% of people watch YouTube on the big screens, on their TVs. You have the operating systems. So Google has an operating system called Google TV that is onboarded many devices right now, like TCL and Sony. Amazing solution. Nowadays, I prefer to buy a device with Google TV because it's the OS that can aggregate all the different streaming solutions that I watch. So I don't need to open Netflix or open Disney Plus or open Peacock or open whatever to find if the content is there, right? Max and all of them, I can connect my account and I can see it all, including some of the platforms that are free that I don't have, at least in my top of mind. So solutions like the masthead of Google TV, the Channel Factory, is the preferred partner to offer to the industry. Or solutions like the Samsung Ads masthead or LG ad solution. Those are really powerful. So advertisers and agencies, they need to know, they need to get knowledgeable about what is available, what type of solution and technology is available overall, how they can deliver the same levels of safety and suitability that clients are used to have when they can simply pick and choose one specific content on the linear TV when we're talking about connected TV. And also remember that connected TV is much broader than the streaming platforms, the traditional SVOD and AVOD alone, right? As I mentioned, YouTube is the largest streaming platform in the country. So getting knowledgeable and making sure that you have the right partners and you can deliver the right level of contextual alignment to drive the best ROI for clients is my biggest advice to any agency and clients, not only for 1 year, but in the future, for 5 years, this is also going to be really relevant. And again, I mentioned the story of my kids, right? They simply don't understand why they would watch TV if it's not on demand, right? And imagine, they are going to be 18 in 7 years, and there's an older generation than them that already barely watch linear TV. So we need to... It's not an alternative anymore. It's a destination. We need to be ready because things are going to change dramatically in the future.
Excellent. Well, Luis, if somebody wanted to find out more about you and Channel Factory, where would they go?
Well, about Channel Factory, please go to our website, channelfactory.com, or to our LinkedIn page. Just search for Channel Factory. About myself, my LinkedIn page probably is the best place to go. Luis with a Z, Barros. And always sharing new things and making sure that I can help my colleagues in the industry to discuss about those important topics like the future of connected TV and how we make sure that we keep delivering the best results and best performance for our campaigns and protecting brand reputation together.
Well, Luis, this has been great. Thanks so much for taking the time to be on the show today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to NextStream. If you enjoyed this podcast, please consider sharing it with your colleagues and friends. And if you'd like to hear more content like this, be sure to check out Advertising Week in Emerald's ever-growing network of audio podcasts, located at www.advertisingweek.com/podcasts.